I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me all right? Good, right. The reading today is from the book of Isaiah 65, 17 to 21.
No, we changed it. Sorry. There we go.
Forget that. Okay. John, chapter 12, 1 to 8. It's longer. It's also smaller print, but hopefully I can read it. Mary anoints Jesus. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Ruth. Can I just ask all the young people if they could come up onto the front row? Is that okay? If that's okay? If you all want to come up. And while you do that, we're just going to watch a quick video.
Stories of the Bible. Jesus is anointed at Bethany. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love and healed people from their sickness. He did many miracles like calming storms and even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
At this time, the Jewish people were getting ready to celebrate a festival called Passover that had been celebrated since the time of Moses, when God brought his people out of Egypt. 2 days before the Passover, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon.
Hey, 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 come on in!
A man who had previously had leprosy. While Jesus was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful jar of expensive perfume. She broke the jar open and poured perfume over Jesus' head. Jesus' disciples were upset when they saw this. They said, "What a waste! It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor."
"What'd you do that for?"
So they scolded the woman.
Hold on there.
But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered."
Okay, so today we're going to be looking at serving God with everything that we have. So I wonder, have you ever given someone a gift that you were really excited to give them? Can you have a think what that might be? Could it be like a nice perfume, or could it be a nice picture that you've drawn for a parent on a card? Could it be some creation that you've made during school that you've been really excited to give to your mummy and daddy when you get home from school? Yeah, has that happened? Yeah? And so maybe giving gifts is one way to show love to people. In today's Bible story, we see someone given a very special, really expensive gift, not wrapped in paper, but poured out over Jesus's feet. Now, this expensive gift would have been someone's whole year worth of money. That's a lot of money, isn't it, for one gift? And so, at this dinner party, there were Lazarus, there was Martha, and there was Mary as well. And she takes a very expensive jar of perfume made from something called nard. And it was a whole year worth of wages. And she pours it over his feet. And then she wipes his feet with her hair. It was bold. It was a beautiful act of love. And a way of saying, Jesus, you are worth everything to me. So I wonder, can you think of something where you can show Jesus' love this week? Do you think you could do that? Can you think of how you can share Jesus' love? So maybe that could be help someone who doesn't ask for it. Be kind to someone at school. Or even pray with them. And so for us, the perfume you're holding, is there a gift, a calling, a step of obedience God is nudging you to give or to take? Are we more like Mary, lavish and loving? Or like Judas, calculating and critical? Let's be people who serve like Mary, boldly proclaiming love, being generous from the heart. Imagine your life is like that jar of perfume. You could keep it sealed up, safe, and untouched. Or like Mary, you can break it open and pour it all out for Jesus. So that's what serving God is like, that our lives are like the perfume and the gifts that we have, everything that we are, that we just pour it out for Jesus. That includes our time, our gifts, the love that we have, all because Jesus is worth serving God and everything that we've got. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all of the different skills, the gifts, the passions, and the time that you give us. May we use it to worship you and serve you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.